The new bulkhead would add another space to load and unload boats in Petersburg's South Harbor. The plan is to build the new tie-up space along the rock-filled parking lot of the town's new drive-down dock. That $7.8 million dock was finished last year, funded completely with state grants. The borough still has $1.2 million in state grant money left over, but needs to spend it before June of 2017. Cost estimate on the bulkhead project is $1.3 million, although added alternatives could boost that to $1.6 million. Harbormaster Gloria Ann Wolin told the assembly this week that harbor reserves might be needed to complete the construction.
You know, we wanted to give the assembly the opportunity to, you know, to discuss that once we get the real numbers back. You'll have the opportunity to award as much as you feel comfortable. Hopefully, we'll get the base covered mostly by that 1.2 that we have in the legislative grant. And we'll probably have to dip into a little bit of the reserves, depending on, you know, how far you want to take it.
The harbor has about $2 million in its reserves. The assembly voted 7-0 to seek construction bids for the bulkhead. They'll still have to vote to award the contract once companies submit their bids. Work could start this summer, and the new bulkhead may be finished by the end of October. Meanwhile, another project that looks like it'll be starting up this year is an effort to pave a long list of local roads in and around downtown Petersburg. The Juneau-based company Secon will be returning for the second year of a two-year, $8.3 million paving project on two state roads, Haugen and South Nordic. The borough wants to take advantage of having an asphalt plant in town for that work and have Secon repave a number of local streets as well. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman called it rare to propose such a large paving project, but he thought the time was right.
A lot of the large-scale paving projects that have happened in Petersburg have happened in the last couple of years, and we're not looking at getting another paving plant in town for quite some time. The significance of that is that it costs a tremendous amount of money to bring those plants to Petersburg and set them up. And the estimate that we work with at Public Works is $100,000 before you get any hot mix even being made. So that's just to get the plant into town and get it out of town.
The borough wants to repave portions of 8th Street, Oslog, Goffin, Excel, Fram, Joa, Surf, Charles W., Odin, and Lumber, as well as part of 3rd Street near Wrangell Avenue. Other pavement patching work would also happen at various spots around downtown. The vote was 7-0 to award a sole source contract to Secon for just over $532,000. To pay for that, the borough will be spending around $365,000 of federal funding that the municipality has received from the Secure Rural Schools Act, specifically for road projects. The rest will come from money set aside to do design work on a permanent replacement for the Rasmus Enge Bridge on Singley Alley. The borough replaced decking on that bridge last year after the Department of Transportation lowered the weight rating over concerns with the wooden structure. Hagerman told the assembly that a permanent replacement is now a lower priority.
It won't last forever, but we also replaced a couple piling. We spliced some piling, which we had never done before. Well, now we know how to do that process as well. So any major issues that come up with the bridge in the future, we can handle in-house. It's not going to last forever. It is a wood bridge, so it will eventually need to be replaced. But because we have the weight rating back that we once had, and the DOT bridge inspectors are pretty happy with the structure, it has really fallen down in our priority list to get that replaced.
The assembly also unanimously approved budget changes in their first reading to transfer money for that paving work. The mayor and all six assembly members attended Tuesday's meeting in person. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.